Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And I would like to thank you, those who are out there listening to my voice, for spending some time with me. And I would also like to thank those who are listening to this program in the archives. I truly treasure the time that we spend together. Something that I wanted to cover today was I'm interested in science, as you know, the spiritual aspect of life, our health, and it's why I have two healing shows. And today I want to discuss the ingredients that is in our environment, particularly the environment in our home that is bringing a large amount of toxins into the body, because if we have to clear this to make way for ascension, how much better it would be if we could eliminate some of these toxins from even entering the physical. And, of course, from what I have learned, one of the problems are some of the ingredients in our products that are centered in petroleum byproducts. And so this is going to be the topic of the day, something that we are covering. However, feel free to call in anytime during this presentation or sharing of information if you would like to have a connection with your angels. If you would like some information from your Akashic Records, we are available for that. Also, on today's information, there is a phone number that you can call and listen to our last conference call that we did. It is a new series that we call Voices from Heaven, whereby the intention is to interview those on the other side with my questions and with the questions of those who attend the conference call. Last month, Yeshua came. He said he wanted to be the first one to begin this program. And the questions that we had for Yeshua, I feel, were very fascinating. Those who were on the conference call with us came up with some very fascinating questions, and of course, his answers were very enlightening. And so if you want to listen to that conference call, the telephone number and the access code is on my page. You can dial in, you can listen to it, and if your soul prompts you, join us for the March Voices from Heaven, where Master Kasumi is going to be the guest. Master Kasumi has been on many of our conference calls, and he is a delight. So let's get back to the topic of the day. I received this information from a site of Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, and it is www.mercola.com. And he has information on a regular basis about all different aspects of our health. So if you are interested in receiving his newsletters, you can go to his website and sign up, and he sends them out quite frequently, and there's a lot of really good information in there. What this particular article was is how to keep your home clean with natural ingredients, and let me list them because you may or may not be aware of these. Baking soda, vinegar, borax, hydrogen peroxide, liquid castile soap, organic essential oils, and, of course, the other things that you need, surprisingly, vodka. we'll go over some of the ways that you can use these, make your own cleaning products that do not have petroleum distillates in it and would not be toxic to your system. If you care to call in and share some of your household cleaning tidbits that are natural ingredients, give us a call here, 877-876-5227. Give us a call also if you wish to connect to your angels, or if you have a question that you want me to explore the Akashic Records. Something that I found interesting, I'm very much aware of baking soda as a household cleaner, and if you buy it in a very large container, and they do sell it this way, like 5-pound bags of baking soda, and it's really inexpensive. And in this particular article, they use baking soda to clean drains. And as a drain cleaner, they suggest that you take baking soda, mix it with some apple cider vinegar. And this is going to clean the drain. So first of all, you sprinkle some baking soda down the drain and add some apple cider vinegar and let it bubble for 15 minutes. Then rinse with hot water. And what is said that this is a much safer alternative to dangerous drain cleaners. Also, baking soda and some apple cider vinegar make a wonderful spa-like bath for soaking away aches and pains and detoxing. Also, it'll clean the tub and the drain. So, it's like three things for one effort that you're accomplishing with that. Now, Dr. Marcola got this information from a young lady by the name of Jeannie McLaughlin, and she is a member of the International Institute for Biologic, B-I-O-L-O-G-I-C, and Ecology. And so what they are doing is studying natural ingredients as opposed to using chemicals. And I like this one. Perhaps you're aware of this. Also, if you hear my voice, call in with some of the tricks and things that you're using to make life easier. Instead of polishing silver by using that stuff in the bottle on a rag and wiping and going through all those little ridges and trying to get it clean, here is something marvelous. You fill your kitchen sink with hot water. You add a sheet of aluminum foil and baking soda, and you just let the silver pieces soak until clean. I found that particular tip in a book called Haley's Cleaning Hints. He talks about the same thing. Now, this was a New York Times bestseller. Haley has put out a couple books. This is a fascinating book. He has a TV show, and he has collected these hints over the years and has put them all in this particular book. It's called Haley's Cleaning Hints. He has over 1,000 clever, inexpensive solutions to help clean, unclutter, and organize your home. We have a caller in your name.
Hi, Carolyn. This is L'Oreal. I spoke to you yesterday.
Oh, I remember you, dear. Are you feeling a little better today?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better, yes.
Because I can tell from the sound of your voice you're feeling better. And in case you do not remember this, what Charlene told you is what they were working with is your melatonin was very low. Do you remember her saying that?
Okay, I thought it was Serotonin.
Serotonin, yep. You're right. The serotonin was very low, and they increased that, and that has a bearing on depression. So I can tell from your voice you're feeling a lot better in that sense.
Well, I also had a suggestion for somebody just said, you know, to take a walk. So that's what I did earlier today in my neighborhood. I went to the park, and I was out of my comfort zone I love being in nature, but I wouldn't have, you know, done that at that time. But I had the suggestion, and that's what it gave me the inspiration. And being that I'm so connected to nature, I was hanging out with the squirrels and the trees, and that, you know, that was really good for me. And I knew that, you know, I wanted to get back and, you know, be here to connect back on the phone. So I had a bit of a plan, you know.
Well, I'm so glad that you took a walk into nature. A lot of the readings will tell people that it is good to be close to nature, to be a part of nature, because there is something curative and pure about God's creations, and it does soothe the soul, and it's a good thing that you did that.
It definitely was a good thing that I did that, and it just reminds me that that I really should just do that much more often. You know, it was two stops on the train, and you know, spring is, we're not even in spring yet, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of nice weather ahead, and it really does, you know, connect me. And you know, I did receive some, you know, information that I wrote down, you know, just to how much that, you know, that I'm really loved and to love myself.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a little, when I came back in the house, because the loneliness is, you know, is very present, in that I don't have the connections that I want. So I'm glad that I got out and broke it up. I think that's why yesterday it just, you know, goes on from waking up in the morning with this pit, you know, in my stomach of just nervousness. And it's like, what's, you know, there's no bear chasing me. It's just what's going on? What am I doing here? Where it is kind of like there is no really plan, you know, and it's there's an opportunity here. I mean, but there's also discomfort, and I feel like, if you know, if you could kind of help me, maybe, you know, get some messages with the Akashic Records and connect with my angels.
Well, we'll work with that. Now, I did take a few moments to get some information before I actually did the show. And some of this is what we already mentioned to you when you called yesterday, that you came from the higher reaches of dimensions. Now, do you have a sense of that?
I have a sense of it, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that it was a much lighter and brighter place, and I wasn't expecting this. like this was a big shock. I think, you know. Well, I'm going to let you talk.
Glad to hear you talk. I think, first of all, it's good for you to talk about it. In a sense, you might almost think of this as a culture shock.
Well, it's still going on.
Yeah. Because you came from a dimension where, according to the records, you came from a dimension where it is very peaceful. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about it being light and bright. And so you have been in that situation for a long time, and then you came down into this dimension that is so different. And, of course, it's very foreign to you. And what they said is that a long time ago, you lived on Earth, and then you moved up into the higher dimensions, and you volunteered to come back at this particular time to be be helpful to this planet in the sense that you're bringing light into the world to help bring enlightenment to this planet. Now, let me ask you some questions and see if I suspect that you really know this, that what happens on a planet has a lot to do with the consciousness of the people and how that consciousness unites and brings into physical form what the greatest thought patterns are. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yes.
So if you agree with that, and then just taking it a step further, for a group of people on a planet, for the planet itself to move up to a higher level of development, their consciousness has to be raised. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you are, would be considered, the term might seem trivial compared to what you really are doing, but I would describe you as a light bearer, one who is bringing great light to this planet. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And so what this great light is that you hold within is helping to raise the consciousness of the planet. So we have a grid system around a planet. You're probably conscious of that, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this grid system holds the consciousness of the planet. And so the more that this consciousness can be elevated, the greater the light quotient is of the people who are here on this planet, plus the light quotient of the grid system. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you see, you have very important work. So just discussing this one aspect, you are doing this work on a conscious an ongoing basis without even you being conscious of it.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
So every day that you are here, you are bringing down the light, and you are helping to change the consciousness. The mere fact that you bring the light ultimately changes the consciousness of the planet, which is then reflected into the grid system. So you see, this is a very large accomplishment.
Hmm.
And you have done this every day that you've been here.
Hmm.
Now, does that help put some things into a little better perspective?
I didn't know that, like, I'm doing it, like, all the time. I mean, even when I'm in despair,
because you can't change what you are. You are what you are.
Hmm.
So, first of all, I want you to understand that you are performing your mission by just being here. That's one aspect of it.
Huh.
So I wanted you to understand that. You see, subconsciously, those who come with big missions know that they are here on a big mission. They might not have all the details consciously, but subconsciously, they know that there is something going on. You would agree with that, won't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been feeling this. I was just feeling that I can't get to it because I know that this light, that this is who I am, but I am so unhappy and sad, and I, you know, in my own life that...
Well, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
I think the first thing that we need to discuss presently is what you are accomplishing, because
okay,
that would be great to hear. Yeah, because there's a certain despair around that. You see, when somebody comes here on a mission and they feel that they are not accomplishing their mission, there is a great deal of stress around that.
So you're saying that I am, whether I'm aware of it every moment, every day, that I am accomplishing my mission already?
Most certainly, because you can't change what you are. You are the light. You have already accomplished the light. You were living in the light. You came here to bring the light.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You are what you are. So that's one thing. Now, I mean, there'll be other things that will come out of that, but this, as I see it, is one of the big focal points, one of the big reasons why you came here. To help elevate the light quotient here and to help integrate that into the grid system. And you do that whether you're conscious of it or not. So that's sort of like the overall picture. Now, if the physical form can seem difficult for people who have had this sudden change. In other words, if a person has been reincarnating on this planet one lifetime after another lifetime, it's easier.
Right, they know how to do Earth, yeah.
Right, they're connected to Earth. So let's think about this for a second. Somebody who is uncomfortable in that. What happens is they become ungrounded. And they can literally not be completely incorporated in the physical. They can almost like be over top of the physical and not completely incorporated and be ungrounded. And so when you went for that walk today, what you were in fact doing is you were grounding yourself. You were seeing the beauty of the planet. And you were seeing the beauty of Source's creation.
Yes.
And as you looked at Source's creation, and you could see, when you looked at a squirrel, you knew it wasn't just a squirrel. I mean,
I had so much fun with the squirrels. I mean, that made my day. You know, I had one that came and got the walnut. I had walnuts. There was one that was brave enough, and right from my hand. That's fun for me. That was, you know, I just hung out there for a while.
But you see, when you did that, you could. There was no conflict there. There was no cruel words. There was no negativity. There was just a simple act of one being with another being and sharing something in their beingness. And so this brought you great happiness.
Yes.
And this is what you need to do. First of all, I would say one of the most important things that you need to do is to find joy and bring it into your life.
Right. That's what, Carolyn, I've been knowing for a while, that is whatever I do, my work is through joy, and what was building up and a lot yesterday is that I know that, and I'm not, and I haven't, and you know, been able to really bring that in on a regular basis.
But you can.
Yeah.
And so the sounds of nature, the sound of water.
Yes.
Now, do you have a CD that has the sound of water in it?
Yeah, I mean, I have music, and I have, you know, whales, and I mean, all those kind of things. I don't know if I have one, but I know it. Yeah, I know what you mean with
play
water.
More of that.
It's kind of Okay, I know you'll probably get to that, but it's interesting that it's well, it's a little perplexing that if that there are people that for them they're also very much, you know, connected to the light, but they didn't choose, they didn't come in with extreme dysfunctional situation. So and they might be living by the water or in Hawaii, or with me, it's just, you know, being that I came from this dimension, I just, you know, wonder, it's probably not really why, you know, maybe you can just feel what I'm, you know, asking without analyzing it too much, but it's very harsh. I mean, for somebody that is that has this essence to have had such, you know, I don't want to be, you know, bring out the crying towel. I don't, you know, yesterday I could hardly really, I was very, very emotionally, you know, upset. So now I'm, it's there, but I'm in a different place. I really want to take it in. But I just, you know, I would be someone that should be, like, had a life where I could be by the water, or I could have some love growing up, or it was opposite. Everything was very dramatically, you know, is very dramatically. I mean, you know, it was all.
Well, we'll ask the cherubim about that to get the record and see that part as
okay.
to give some insight into that. But I think we need to explore a few of these other
okay.
things. Yeah, but
certainly the music is very. I use music a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To you know, with the sounds of nature, and you know, since I'm in like close to the city, and I'm not, you know, surrounded at all with that.
And that even makes it a little bit more challenging in the sense that if you're in the city, you're very. Sensitive to vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And these cross currents of vibration, you're going to pick this up. And what I mean by cross currents is when you're in a city, there's all different kinds of thinking because there's so much activity, there's so many different kinds of people, there's different kinds of thoughts, and all of this is going out in a sense that it seems like a lot of confusion.
Yeah, it's not for me. I mean, you could imagine the subway, you know, and system, and you know, I don't want to, you know, spend too much time on that. But it doesn't fit my energy. But yet, it's trying to piece the puzzle together of what of this, you know. Situation I'm in.
But you are changing the consciousness of the people around you.
Well, that's really good. I mean, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm doing something here.
Well,
you know,
yes,
that
even though you're not consciously aware of this, you are changing
good.
The consciousness of those around you. It might not be in your household. It might not be even directly on the street that you live in. But
mm-hmm.
like we're talking about these cross currents,
mm-hmm.
one of the cross currents that you're putting in there is the cross current of light.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are putting in some of the energy of light and peace, even though what you are finding. You see, there's spiritual energy and then there is physical energy. And even though you're very physically uncomfortable in the physical because of events going on around you, what you're doing to it does not change what you're doing to the spiritual energy around you. You're bringing in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things that you need to do is think about those methods that you could use to bring the emotion of joy into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the things that we talked about would be music, it would be in the out of doors, but it's something that maybe you need to think about is what can you do to bring joy into your life, because that's what you need to be focusing on right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I know that you know all these things. Everything that I'm telling you, you already know.
Yeah.
But because you have been in this matrix of confusing energy, it's hard sometimes to focus on what you really need to focus on. And so in a sense, all of this turmoil has bewildered you.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly what I've experienced. So for me, I could see that there's something special going on that I, you know, to bring through, because from the hurt and the broken heart and the sadness, for me, for my heart to even be bigger and not have been bruised. I mean, I'm unhappy in my own life, but I'm always able to connect the joy and the light. I've never become, angry or bitter, but I'm here on this earth, and I want to have a good time, but that's not just, in that I want to. That's nothing to do with accumulating things. I want to be flexible, so I can, I just want the regular, normal, stuff, here.
You want peace?
Peace. Yes.
Yes.
I want peace.
You want peace. You want joy.
Yes.
You want to feel connected.
I want to feel connected. I want to experience, love here in relationships. I don't have that. I don't have loved ones. I mean, I really don't.
Okay, now, coming from the point of view, we've explored some of the things that I think you really get it. You know what
you
got to do.
Yes, the tools, I really would love to connect with you with maybe some things that I don't, that I might not know.
Okay, now let's talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think of manifesting? What, how have you worked on manifesting, bringing into your life those things that you want, and have you considered bringing in a love interest into your life through manifesting?
Well, I've definitely considered it, but I guess I can't. I haven't been able to stay with that mindset because I keep igniting back into the vibration that is not going to, to help me to get there, from whether it's sadness, loneliness, anxiety. Certainly, being in the park, that vibration, the more I can, can do that. But I haven't stayed, on a consistent where it's like you have to really be very proactive and dedicated in whatever, when you're doing this, and not just committed to where every thought, to keep it, not the thought, but the vibration, the energy. And I think that a support team, I do have some support, but I tend to, if it's not happening, I go back into, the trauma, which I believe is locked, is in my body. And if I had some more flexibility in finances, I could do more work, energetic healing, maybe shamanic work. I do what I can right now, and as I said, I have some support. But in order to bring in what I want, I have to really, Carolyn, be on a, on that kind of very love discipline program, and I have not been able to do that, because when I called yesterday, that state of just this extreme despair and feeling helpless and like, how am I going to get, knowing all this, the truth, the essence of what's going on, but not feeling like, because of the lack of the skill set that I didn't have, or
But you see, darling, it's your belief system now. You have bought into a belief system that's not true. And you have bought into a belief system of, listen to some of the words that you have used, and you've used them quite a few times. Lack.
Which one did, what did you say?
LACK. L-A-C-K.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you've
yeah.
used that quite a few times.
Right.
So, in essence, you're not believing that the universe can provide everything that we need.
Right. I certainly need to change that, but I haven't as of yet. I'm understanding that's how the universe works.
Yes, it's how the universe works. Now, if you are so inclined, call Wednesday. This is an aspect that I don't work with, but Charlene does, because what she can do is change that attitude, change
okay.
that belief system of lack, and
okay.
there is probably, I suspect that you probably have that problem in the DNA from the family that you came in
oh,
with,
it
this
was,
sense
it,
of lack.
It was really, you know, we don't, it was very emotionally, it was very extreme dysfunction and non-existence of any role models of, you know, it would be, you know, not, yeah, it really extreme examples of.
Okay,
of,
so Wednesday, if you're so inclined, if you call in to Cosmic
if
Connection.
I have something, if I'm, is that my time at 8 o'clock on Wednesday?
Well, I don't know where you're coming
I'm
from.
I'm in New York. I mean, when do you go
oh,
on the air?
I'm Eastern. And that's 8 o'clock Eastern, and if you go to go to the website at BBS.
Oh, no, I just might not be, if I'm home, I'll definitely call. If not, you know, the following
week. Yeah, you
week,
can do that. Call in when you can.
But
and,
no, well, thank you, because
yeah.
this is, okay, so let's work, can we work with what you, like, you know, maybe, yes, I know I that belief system, but that's, I'm going to be doing some coaching. I
say that's important to turn
yes,
that belief system
so
around.
Those things I am, you know, working on. I know that that's necessary in my personality structure, all those, you know, those things. But I guess.
But see, it's also, I suspect, in your DNA also.
Mm-hmm.
That DNA that you inherited.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so that has to be cleared, this sense of lack, because
yeah.
with your power, now, my darling, you have powers that that you have not tapped into yet, and one of the powers that you have is to materialize in your everyday world those things that you want and desire, but what is holding you back is this sense of lack. And so how I see it is we clear that sense of lack from your belief system and from your DNA, and we work on manifesting to materialize what you want in your life. Now, you have mentioned several times
mm-hmm.
you want companionship.
Yes.
You want love. You want someone to care for you. And what I would suggest that you do in your spare time,
mm-hmm.
Write down all of those attributes that you would like to find in the gentleman of your choice.
Right.
Now, you write them down because, and I see, I know this, you know all these things that I'm telling you. You just have disconnected from them. And
yeah.
so you write down, you be very specific what you want in this person, and you write it down on the paper
mm-hmm.
so you're crystallizing in your mind. This is how one creates. You're creating in your mind this perfect picture. It is going to be laser-like, all of the attributes that this gentleman will have, that he will be able to offer you, and what you can offer him. And so when you put this down on paper, it crystallizes in your mind. And then when you materialize this, or when you work with this, you then bring that joy factor in, because you start with a laser-like focus of imagination of what you want. And then when you release it to the universe, you release it in this great joy of knowing that this will come to you, because as a child of the universe, you are entitled to this. You are worthy of this. and then you release this to the universe in joy, and you will materialize it.
Yes. I fully understand that. I have done some of this in writing it down. I just need to be, you know, consistent, and I do need to do some clearing.
My dear, you only need to write that down once.
Okay.
You
write
it all down once, and then you read it. You keep reading it. Make sure you have everything down there. You see, I materialized this in my life. I've given this suggestion to other people who have materialized this in their lives, and it is very important to be very clear as to what you want, because you will materialize that. And I know that you can do it.
Okay.
Now, on another piece of paper, let's discuss about some of your abilities that you know that you have.
Yeah, I know the abilities that I have, and that's the other piece of it, to bring in, you know, my work. So
well,
I mean,
what is your work that you know?
Well, I make art, and I, you know, have and what I'm doing now. I mean, I'd rather get these things. I'm a creative person. I'm not really doing the work now that at all. I'm basically not doing.
But do you know what you want to do?
Yes. I don't know. Probably the greatest passion is animals. So there's art, there's animals, there's children, and there's healing. There's all that the dots aren't connected, and I know I have to get clear, Carolyn, and I know I have to work with coaching, and you do the
same thing also with these other aspects. You put it on paper,
yeah.
Because what you're going to do is you're going to materialize that in your life also. You're going to manifest it. And this is just a case of being very clear as to what you want to manifest. And see, right now you're carrying all this around in your mind. And because it is in your mind, it gets confusing, because
mm-hmm.
you go from one thing to another without focus. And the mind must be completely focused
mm-hmm.
on the desired result to bring that to
right.
you. And you can take any one of these things, the thing that you think is most important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, there was, I did a reading for someone who had a very dysfunctional relationship, though it was with someone that she married. And in this particular case, what the suggestion was, she really didn't recognize the growth. The partner that she had married was from a group of souls that she has worked with over many lifetimes, and they were a catalyst. They came into this lifetime with her to be a catalyst, to help make change in her life. Now, I'm not saying that this applies to you, but just that...
Well, I was in an over 20-year relationship that is, it's very, very complicated. I mean, this was not married, but I really never, this would be a whole other, you know, part, but I'm realizing now that this has happened for me to stand on my own feet and to make changes, but
uh-huh.
to come back.
You came to
yeah.
what this is all about, and what the suggestion was not to dwell on the pain, but
right.
to take the events, and again,
right.
write it on paper, and what you mm-hmm. learned from that, what transformation that event happened, the transformation in your life, not the pain.
Right, right.
Because you've got to get over the pain, forget the pain. So you might even think of conversations, forget the pain, but what did you learn from that? And you will see, if you go through this exercise, how much you grew, how much you learned from each one of these situations. And I would venture to say that this relationship you're talking about, mm-hmm. the dysfunctional family that you're talking about, mm-hmm. if you can just go beyond the pain and see where you, each one of these situations, how you have learned from it and how you have grown, I think you will see that.
Well, I do. I've done a lot of work in that area because I'm here. I mean, if I didn't do some work to realize, if I was just caught up in that, I wouldn't be able to, you know, exist at all. So I have. I just haven't yet gotten to where I am. You know, it's like there's a stuckness to get to the next place because I get ignited continuously by very intense loneliness and separation from physical. Not, I mean, when you don't have a hug for it's not normal. It's not, and I get, I'm not even caught up in the pain of the past. I'm really feeling the present. I feel the magic and joy in me, and I'm not yet living the life that I know now that I've come to know is possible. I'm actually healthier and have evolved so much more, but than I was because I'm out of the illusion of the past. But I'm that's what I'm in the uncomfortable place. So that's why I would like to, with the time that we have, to see if there was more information from the Akashic Records or the angels, just to understand why the journey, not so much why, but where it was so dramatically, I'm talking about everyone. There's not a cousin, there's not a sister. My own sister has rejected me. I've lost both parents, so there's no, you know, it's, and that over 20-year relationship, the closest person to me, I mean, it's very extreme situations. I'm not dwelling in it anymore. It's affected my life, but I want to move through it to create what I want. I know that. But I guess I'm wanting to hear things that I might not know from the records, from the
Well,
angels.
We have five. Well, we did give you some information from the records that I had gotten earlier. We have 5 minutes, and what question would you have me address to them?
About my physical connection. Why would it be for me to have had such strong lessons of?
Now you're talking about your birth family. Why? I think you're talking about your birth family. In other words, when is the question when you came? Why did you come into this birth family, and what was the lesson there? Is that the question? Because I've got to put it in a question form so
okay.
they know where to go. And also, you have to focus in your mind what you want to know.
Okay. What I'd like to know is from everything I've already been through, it's very hard for me to.
Can I give you a suggestion? First of all, we've given you a lot of information for you to work on. And do me a favor, in a quiet time, mm-hmm. I want you to sit down and put into a question form the information that you want. Because right now, you're in the midst of some confusion, and in a quiet moment, phrase it in such a way so we get the information that you want. Now, we've given you a lot to work on. Manifesting, bringing joy into your life.
Okay, one question now is that I do have is, what is the reason for the extreme, not just from my birth, but from every relationship, for the abandonment that I've experienced up until now? you know, to transmute this to something, you know, else? Is it, you know, that's what I'd like to know for now. If it, what, you know,
see,
why
we are now up to the clock. We
okay.
have probably 2 minutes.
All right.
And
okay.
Now we've given you a lot to work on. You got a lot of homework. Work on the homework that we've given you so far, and then write down your question,
okay.
And then give me a call the next time. We're on the air every Sunday. We're on the air Wednesday and every other Saturday.
Okay.
So call when Charlene is back so that we can clear, clear from the DNA and then answer your question. How does that sound? It sounds to me
that
like that's
fine.
A plan.
Is that okay that I call you back with these
of
questions?
Of course. It's just that you've got to write this out so that you're clear. Right now, it's, you know, you're giving me run-on sentence, and it's hard to go with that.
Okay.
So write it down on paper and have it handy so that the next time you call, we can go right there. How's that?
That's good, because the tools that you have given me, these are the things that I am presently, you know, working on. So, yeah, so this is good grounding work, because I know that's what I, you know, I need to do, and I am going to be working with a coach, and I do have a couple of mentors, so there are some things that I do have that I'm aware of and that I'm grateful with.
Well,
so I have
my dear, we must go. We're up to the hour.
Thank
Call
you.
Call us back and we'll work more.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Thank you.
And so for friends out there, you can order your Akashic record at www.carolynevers.com. And as ever, we are here walking the walk together, talking the talk, but most important, walking the walk together. Goodbye for now. Love you all.